Plastics. This is Garrett.
Hey, Garrett. Is Kristen by chance?
I believe so. Can I tell him who's calling?
Yeah, it's Tyler. I'm calling with Cardiff.
Tyler with Cardiff?
Correct. Correct.
Okay. One second.
Thank you. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Hey, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Good. How's it going?
A little busy over here. I'm not going to complain, though. I just wanted to actually give you a call here. I know we were in touch here.
Can you hold on one second?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Of course. Yeah, you and I had spoke here. I know you said you were looking to possibly get into the wastewater industry there with the business. It sounded like you had a few things lined up there that we might be able to help you out with the offer that we had sent out. Just kind of wanted to see where you were at with everything.
Yeah, I mean, right now I haven't done anything. I haven't needed anything, but, you know, I was just kind of keeping it in mind just because you guys happened to call and, you know, talk to. I mean, I was getting kind of flooded with those calls from different companies and emails, letters, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Several companies, I guess, that do what you guys do.
Yeah, we're definitely not the only people that do it, that's for sure.
Right, right. Yeah, I forget last time you talked to me. I know you said your process was really simple and all that.
Yeah, I mean, as far as getting the approval process going, it's pretty straightforward. You know, it's just a one-page app. It's your 2015 tax return, and then it's just 6 months of your most recent bank statements. But, you know, as far as capital, I didn't really get a specific number there. I know you said you had a line of credit with PNC, but you typically don't use it or don't like to use it. Just kind of wanted to get a feel for
what... Sometimes, you know, back and forth, you know, as we need it. But, you know, the interest is real low on it, so...
I see.
I know, you know... I mean, you guys are probably, what are you, 10% or more on interest?
It's just going to kind of depend on what you look like on paper and what you're looking to do. But, I mean, if the opportunity is there and, you know, you're able to make a profit there, the difference on the rate really isn't that much of a factor. It's just going to depend on the opportunity that you had at hand. I know you said there's been a lot of good margin there in that wastewater industry there that you were looking into. What's kind of been the hesitation there for you to kind of go full bore?
It was just because I haven't needed it yet, honestly, and kind of, you know, got all my ducks in a row, and it was more of a, you know, talking to you about it as a backup if I would need it, you know what I mean?
But I see.
So far, it hasn't been the case yet.
I see. As far as, you know, current operations, you guys are, you do like custom industrial equipment. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
And that's been going well for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And your loans are real short term, right? What are they, like 3 months or 6 months?
They're anywhere from 3 to 36 months. Typically, first timers get in the like 6 to 18 month range.
Right.
But yeah, you know, it's an unsecured cash loan, so they're typically a little bit shorter term. It's more for if you have that opportunity present and you're ready to take advantage of it, we basically are able to get you that cash right then and there. Allows you to not miss out on an opportunity that you probably would with a typical kind of nationwide bank that's going to take weeks or months to get you even an answer. Exactly.
Okay.
I mean, is this something you foresee kind of pursuing or looking at here in the fourth quarter, or are you going to kind of just maintain operations for now?
Yeah, it's kind of up in the air, you know. I don't really have a solid answer on that yet.
No, that's fine.
It's just something that if, like you're talking about, if there was a certain situation where I don't want something to take 2-3 weeks, a month,
mm-hmm.
be a bad, you know, it's a good option, you know what I mean?
Of course, you know, I mean, you may have to pay a little bit more than what you would going to your typical bank, but you're not going to miss out on that opportunity, and it most likely will open more doors down the road for you.
Right.
So it's really just, you know, that kind of tool to get you to that next level.
Right.
I mean, did you guys have anything with current operations that you were looking to do here in fourth quarter as far as any projects or any equipment, anything like that you might need?
Not yet, but, I mean, I'd have a better answer probably in the end of the month.
End of the month?
Yeah.
Okay. I have the email down, chris@crichtonplastics.org. Is that the right email?
Yeah.
Okay, what I'll do here is I will shoot you an email with my updated contact information and the offer that we had sent out. You know, so if anything does come up before the end of the month, you can reach out that either of those ways. Otherwise, we can maybe touch base here at the beginning of December,
sure.
See if that is something you're going to be looking to do in, or if anything has come up for the business, and we can kind of go from there. But, you know, like I said, you know, if you are looking at an opportunity, or if you do start diving into these kind of newer industries or fields there that you're looking at, and you might have any questions there for kind of what we're able to help you out with, you can definitely give me a call. You know, if it's not getting an approval, just kind of seeing where the business is at, you know, just taking it one step at a time, that's something we can definitely help you out with. I mean, is this typically the time of the year that you maybe look to make the moves, or with fourth quarter, are you guys just super busy?
I mean, we usually get busier in the fourth, but I haven't ever used a company like yours, so,
uh-huh.
You know what I mean? I've seen the letters over the years and glanced at them, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
I just really haven't had the need for it, but there's been a couple of times I've thought about it, you know what I mean? So.
Uh-huh. You know, yeah, we're definitely more of like a secondary source there, you know. You don't have to cut ties there with your bank to work with us. We're, you know, we're there for kind of those instances where, you know, where you're in a bind, or, you know, an opportunity is presented and you need to take advantage of it right then and there. And that's kind of where we're able to come in and help you out. But what we'll do here is I'll shoot you this email just so that you got all my information and so we can stay in touch. And like I said, if you got a quick question, you can just shoot me an email. If you want to give me a call there, we can have that conversation as well. And we'll kind of just take this one step at a time. And if there's an opportunity that presents itself, we can move forward.
Okay.
All right, Chris. It was good catching up with you. We'll be in touch, okay?
Thanks.
Bye.
All right, bye.